We have machlokes in Yevamos, Ksubis, other play kedushin. Rabbi Kiva is the man that holds en kedushin toivsin v'chay ve'lav. As we hold like this, that in the parasha of Arayas, so kinds of, I'm using the word Arayas, Lutz, you know, Zisur Biya, Rambam's Lashon Zisur Biya. There are women that, their relationships, more correctly, that are also. Those that are chayv karis, those that are chayv lavin, those that are chayv essay, those that are only by kahuna. Those are the basic categories of it, right? Now, they marry mother, your sister, have relations with them. You can't marry a mamzer, can't marry mitzri shenis, a kohen gadol can't marry bula, kohen can't marry grusha, b'chula b'chula, right? So in that, the Torah talks about the Torah means is isa bia, right? Now, on that is a din that goes together. Tosis says, you see, from all Gemara, it's not clear how the Gemara knows, but that the din is wherever there is no tfisas kedushin, there is mamzeris. That's the klal in Shas, it seems. Gemara never says it, but the Gemara always says, how do you know there's no mamzer? The din is that a mamzer, how do we create mamzeris? So that's a machloikis. We'll just go first. La halacha, because we're interested more in Kiva's shita. La halacha, we hold that kedushin are not toivsin by chayve krisis, and therefore the union of that relationship creates mamzeris. In other words, if someone will have be with his sister, with his mother, that'll create mamzeris. Wherever kedushin out there, or wherever you know mamzeris is, you know that there's no tefisis kedushin. It goes hand in hand, right? Like for instance, there's machloikis. If Akum, a Baal Bas Yisrael, a Goy, if the kid's a mamzer, there's no Kedushin, we pass not that way. We pass kids out of mamzer. Because it's not in that relationship. It's because he, you can't have Kedushin with him. We Paskin has to be someone that between these two people, a brother and a sister. But the brother can have a relationship with someone, and the sister can have a relationship with someone too. She can have a Kedushin. Mashiach a Goy, there's no one that you can have relationship with, there's no mamzer. So anywhere, that's the way we pass it. Anywhere with two people who could have a relationship, but in this right, in this intimacy, they can't have a relationship. So that, so if there's no tefisas kedushin, chayav krisis creates mamzeris. Right? There's no tefisas kedushin. But we pass kedushin is toivsin by chayav lavin. Right? So bad if somebody has to be with a mamzeris, the kid's a mamzer, because that's the mamzer, he keeps. But if he'll have, let's say, with someone else, a different chayav lavin, a minus, the kid is not a mini, will have beer with the Israelis, the kid's not a mamzer. Right?
So with a goy,
the goy is not, we pass him out.
Even Los is cocking bomb is only allowed.
Yeah, even if it's not so clear in Tysus, it is, but right. Let's take a Evid. Yeah, Evid, for instance, Lo Yekodesh Tysus, the Raisa. Okay, now, Rabbi Kiva holds Enkidushin Tysum Bechai Velavin. And there's machloikis, if it's all chayve lavin, chayve essay, chayve kunda, right now it doesn't matter. Talk about the general din of Rav Kiva, that ain't kedusha toivsin b'chayve lavin. Rav Kiva holds, kedusha not toivsin b'chayve lavin. All right? So the Gemara says that there's two things everybody's moidin. Hakol moidin, abba baye, Gemara in Yevamos Memtes, oops, Gemara in Yevamos Memtes, abba baye, hakol moidin beba al anida, the al hasoita. We'll explain each one separately. She'ein avlad mamza. Right? In other words, by nida, even though it's chayva krisis, means even the rabbanon will agree to chayva krisis. And Rabbi Kiva says that chayva lavin by soita she'ein avlad mamza. So it says nida the tafsi kedusha. We know that's a din. I mean, a guy can marry nida under the people of under the chuppah, marry a nida. So in other words, if a guy is makadosh a nida, kedushin's kedushin. And the din is that the child from being born on Nida does not make mamzeris. Where we know it from, the Gemara goes into from a pasuk. And soitan, that's what we'll focus on. Soitan. Meaning, even Rabbi Kiva holds, Ein kedusha toisachai lavin, soitan is allowed. That's Gemara in Yadalav. The Gemara says, what do we know? In other words, like this, a woman is mezana tachas baila. That's about the soitan, the parish of soitan. What about a woman is mezana tachas baila? So she becomes what's called a soita. It's called a soita. And she becomes also to her baal. Right? Right? What do we know that from? Because in the parasha of Saita, Kinyan Stira, it says that. I mean, the Torah doesn't really say anywhere Behedja. It says talks about the parasha of Saita. And it says about that there's an Indian that a woman that's can't be Mizana Tachas Baila, a sinner. But what does it say? She becomes what we call a Saita, meaning that she becomes Asar Tarbal. So in the parasha of Kinyan Stira, so it says, it says over there, Vinitma. Vinitma calls it Tuma. So it says three times Tuma. And we'll just go over to one, Labal, she becomes Asa Tabal. Secondly, she becomes Asa to the Boyal. That's the person who's Mizana with her. She cannot, after she divorces her husband, go and marry the Boyal. And she becomes Asa the Truma. She's Asa the Truma. Right, that's the din.
If she's bas kohen.
What? No. She's married to a kohen, whatever it is. Even though she's not supposed to, it's mishtemesa, or she's a bas kohen. But whatever it is, she becomes also to truma. That's a din. To the boyal is interesting. Halacha. In other words, she becomes also to the boyal. However, in the Gemara says on Yud Aleph, by the din of machzegushasa, right? Machzegushasa means that if a man divorces a woman, she gets married to someone else. The person's allowed to go ahead and remarry his wife. Right? He can remarry his wife that he divorced.
It's a mitzvah.
Yeah, I don't know. No, but you know what they say? They tell the guy divorced wife because she's a. He had all kinds of terrible things to say about her, and then he married her. It's like, you know, we married. So I said, for a second, shit, I said, Zivitz, that's okay. But a koponim, yeah, there is a school for certain things. Let's leave it, push it. So there are such things. So the din is that if she gets married to someone else, then he's not allowed to live with her. So the way the pasuk says it, is Achre Asher Hutma, after she was Hutma. So I mean Hutma. She got married to a second person. He's allowed to get married to him. So the Chazal learned out, that's where we pass it, Ariboy, La Rabbi Soita Shenivala. What's a Nistra? My Nistra Lashon Kakiya Nivala. Whereas if a Soita, it comes to be Marba, a woman that was Mizana Tachas Baila, there's a Lav. Taisik Sub Souls is a Lav and an Essay. Whatever it is, a Zicha, a Lav. So Gemara says, if a guy would be Mizana with his wife, meaning, or doesn't have to be while she's his wife, or even after he divorced her, but she's a soita, so there's a lot. No, a woman was mizana tachas baila. Now her husband can't live with her. If he'll be boyala, whether now or late, it doesn't matter, and have children from that, the kids are not mamzerim, even according to B'kiva, again, because Tais learns a pasuk, Rashi learns. It can't be because otherwise the kedusha should be paka. Right now we'll leave that. But kopanim's a pasuk. So that's the exception according to Rabbi Kiva. Soita is an exception to rule. Again, that even though all chayv olav and kedusha taisim and it creates mamzeris, soita is the exception to the rule according to Rabbi Kiva. Meaning even according to Rabbi Kiva. But even though Rabbi Kiva holds again, soita would mean a woman that's mizana tachas ma'ala. Okay. So now we have a Gemara like a Mishnah. Mishnah Tzadik Beis. So, as you all know, we'll just give a little background. In the 10th parak of Yevamis, so there's the Mishnayis, the Gemaras, that talk about Aguna. Now, we all know what Aguna is, but the din of Aguna, Chazal were afraid. Well, we all know what Aguna is. A woman, Nebuch, you don't know the World Trade Center and the wars. You don't know if her husband died or didn't die. It's a big problem. She's an Eishes Ish. Suffolk Eishes Ish. So you need Adam. That's the din. But a lot of times you have like clear-cut proofs that L'chayvet sounds clear-cut. He's probably dead. He's very, you know, he fell into the ocean. He probably... He didn't come up. Nobody saw him come up the other side. Nobody, you looked and you see, right? All kinds of things. So Chazal were afraid, though, that they couldn't really be mad to it. But on the other hand, even though there's a rove that tells him it's done, but on the other hand, they want to be, they did some kind of coolness. So basically, the din is like this. Basically, is there was soymech an eid echad. The Eid Echad says, there are other ways of proving too, but just over here there's a cool of Eid Echad. If Eid Echad comes and says, I saw this guy die, so even though Ein David Mishra, Be'erav Apox Mishra, but Eisha says she can't be Matan, Eisha says she might have two. They will make Eid Echad with a Svarag Doyla, and they made halachas that because of those halachas, they made it very stringent for her. This way, that will cause her to be baidik to make sure her husband's dead. There was saimach that she'll look into. Why? Because they made a din like this, that if taka the eid echad comes says your husband died, and she'll look into it, right? I mean, that's before, and she'll get married to someone else, and then her husband's alive, so rather the children she has from the second one are mamzerim. But they made that even if she'll go back to her husband, she can't go back to her husband, the kids will be mamzerim, the rabbanan, she loses a ksuva from both. They made tremendous stringencies on her. Why? Because before she gets married, she'll really look into it before she puts herself into such a situation. So because of the chayme that they have at the beginning, that's why they'll make at the end, I mean, they'll make at the beginning. This way, that's a din, right? That's the halacha. And because of that, because of the stringencies they put on her, excuse me, that will happen if she does get married to someone else. So with Seimech, that Mistama, she'll look into it, and you can be Seimech that the husband's really dead. Okay, fine. So now you have a similar Zach in Aisha, listen to this case. It's a Mishnah. Aisha Shaholach Baila Ubna Lemedina Sayam. Her husband and her son went to Medina Sayam. In other words, she is not a Yavama, because he has children. Bna is really Labda, it's Benoi, technically. All over Yavama, so I don't know if it's the printer, or a lot of times it says Bna, it's Benoi. And these new Gemaras, sometimes they change them, they don't, but it's Benoi, that's not Dud. Bna means her son, but it doesn't have to be her son. The din of Yibam has to be his son. Whatever it is, there's children, there's no Yibam. Okay. Bo'ver Amulos, and they said, Meis Balech, your husband died, Va'achakach Meis B'neich. And then your son died. In other words, she's not a Yavama, because her husband died first. That means he died, and then he left children. And the din is, as long as you leave children, even if they die later on, it's also a Gemara. Even if the children die with Matzon later on, she's not Yavam. It doesn't come back again. Dachay dachay noyam. Gemara says that if a woman loses, if the children are lost, she doesn't fall to Yibam. It depends upon what happened when her husband originally died, if there were children. So they told her, your husband died first. He got killed, got the Matzon in an accident, and then he died first, the husband, then the son, you're not Yavam. Okay? So now she gets married. So she got married. Then they came back and says, It was the opposite. First it was your son. The son got killed. And then the husband got killed. So you're a Yavama. You have no right to marry this person. And what's the din? So she's living b'issu with this guy. According to one man, the Amar Rav, the Kedusha not Toifis. That's the love. So one man holds, even not a quarter of a kiva, even a Latin kiva, Kedusha not Toifis. But it doesn't matter, she can't live with him. It's a love. So Tate say, she goes out, Vavlad Rishon Vaachrin Mamza. Right? Vlad Rishon Vaachrin is Mamza. So what do you mean, who's a Mamza? How's it a Mamzeris over here? That's the Shaila. So what do you mean, Rishon Vaachrin? So Tosfos goes into, where's the Mamzeris over here? So Tosfos goes into, that really means Rishon Achron doesn't mean the second husband, means the one before the Shmua, the one after the Shmua. So Tosfos, I'll read you out the Tosfos. That she, in words like this, Tosfos says the case is not as loud it sounds. He says it can't be a mamza from the second one. Why not? Why can't it be a mamza from the second husband? From the one she got married to.
Because he died.
What?
Because the husband died.
Because what?
The husband died.
No, they didn't. What do you mean?
Because the first husband died.
Right, and therefore
so
what?
There's no HSS.
Right, okay.
It's a
lav. It's a lav. No, the husband died. It's a lav. And what's the thing with a lav?
Other than Rabbi Kiva.
Zoktaisis, afilu le Rabbi Kiva, demashvez nus yevama kiznus the Eishes Ish. We'll talk about that in a second. Lo oisra ayavam to asra le yavam dafilu Eishes Ish lo mitzvah medraisa de toes. Taisa says like this. In other words, she went ahead and she was mezana with somebody else, with an outside person. Okay, she was mezana with an outside person. So since she was mezana with an outside person, so Taisa says, one second, you have a din that she is a shemeris yavam. Shemeris yavam shezinsa, it's a gemara in Yavamas, that shemeris yavam shezinsa, well, that's a woman is a shemeris yavam, she's waiting to do yibam, and she's mezana. She's supposed to do yibam, and she's mezana. She's mezana with someone else. So Gemara says, paladik achidish. Gemara has a havamin, even according to her, it's more than havamin, it's mandama. But the maskana we hold that according to Rabbi Kiva, who makes chayver lavin, ke chayver krisis, right? Therefore, this woman became a soita, and she's asa to the yavam. She's a soita, she became asa to the yavam. Yeah, she's a soita again. She's a soita, and she cannot live with the yavam. So therefore, Tosis says that even if she'll like live with the yavam, or so as far as the, if she had, so there are two people she's living with over here. Okay, let's go over. There's a rishon achris. So what it means is she's living with a outside fella. Now him, you can understand the kid is a mamzer. Why? Because according to Kiva, it's chayv alav, and he's over the issa of loisia eishas amesh lechutz leizah. But why should she be? Why should it be a mamzer from the yavam itself? Talk about there are two people who could be marrying her now, right? Stam a person on the outside if she's not a yavama, and if she is a yavama, he's being over an issa or her brother-in-law, right? Who's a yavam? So now we found out that she is a yavama. So we understand that this mamzeris from the person who's mezana with her, because according to Bekiva, it's chayv elavin. He's over the issa of loisia eishas ames chuzah. That creates mamzeris. But why would there be mamzeris? There will be the mamzeris from her yavam. So Tosfos says, well, because she was mezana, and a woman who's mezana tachas a yavam is a soita according to Bekiva. And therefore, the kid's a mamzer. He says, no, that's not a soita. She did a brishus bezin. Bezin said, go away. You can't make her into a soita. Soita's not a woman that's mezana tachas bailes stam to koyin. That's different. But if a woman's mezana and she thinks her husband's dead, bezin told her, you're free, and she's mezana. Then she finds out her husband's dead. The kid's not a mamzer. Why? I mean, I'm sorry. She's not a soita. Why? Soita means mala mal bebala. She has to be mal bebala. She has to trespass. She has to go against her husband. She didn't go against her husband. She went from Rishus Bezin over here. So Taisa says, you can't call this woman a soita. You can't call this woman a soita. She's not a soita. That's what Taisa says. She was Rishus Bezin. So Vela Taisa is a different shot in the mission. But what Taisa was saying is, why is she not a soita? Because Rishus Bezin. Mashma, let's say she tackled, knew. She heard that the child died first. And she's a Shemeris Yavam. And she went ahead and she was mezana. So according to Vikiva, she's taka soita. And she goes back to her yavam and she has a child from her yavam. What's the din? The kid's a mamza. Frekta Vikiva, what do you mean the kid's a mamza? We just learned the Gemara, Memtas, that's the one place where Vikiva's maida, that there's no mamzeris by soita. Why should the soita be here be worse than a regular soita? In other words, the din is if a woman's mezana tachas baila, right? If the woman is mezana tachas baila, so she becomes a soita, the kid is not a mamza. That's the exception to the rule of Kotar B'kiva. Kedushin ha-taifsin. Masha enkein over there, that's the din. In Taisis, it's masha that if a woman was mezana as a shemeris yavam, that according to B'kiva, she becomes a soita to the yavam. If the yavam will have beer with her, the kid's a mamza. Effective kivega. She's a wife. She's a soita. A soita to her husband doesn't make mamzeris. Why should a soita to a yavam make mamzeris? Look, Gover, one second. That's what Kiveg's kasha. Blabs with Tzokhin, yeah?
In the case of a yavam, once she becomes usher, als being boiled with somebody else.
Mezana, yeah.
Being mezana, mehecha tesi, that he could do yibum afterwards.
And therefore?
So therefore, it goes back and he becomes a brother-in-law who's usher to marry his sister-in-law. There's no yibum anymore. He can't do yibum. And therefore, it would definitely be mamzeris.
Okay. So you earned it. What?
She stopped. No, she stopped.
Yeah, she can't. She, yeah, right. She stopped. So
really, the yibum, if she can't.
She can't do yibum because she's a site. So therefore, what?
She's actually hutra.
What? Well, she was hutra. So like before we take what Gavriel said, we have to give her Gavriel a title. This Rebbe Kibega blinds with tzarchiyim. In Chuvas of Kivega, he says he asked his kasha, v'chacham echad. It's here Gavriel, that's what he calls him. A little more, he said, but okay, we'll give you that time. Chacham echad answered the kasha, and Rav Kivega's maskim divrei pi chacham chen. And he basically says what Gavriel said, but you need to add a little more to that. Why? Ein acharami, that's what Rav Meir was saying, that okay, she's stuck, so what does it mean? What's her status? What's not her status? She's a soita. Therefore what? Therefore what? Therefore, she's a soita, and the yavim can't be miyavim. So, what is her status now? Who says why? She was hutra. There's an issur of soita. Who says there's no?
That doesn't stop the mitzvah of yibum.
Huh?
That doesn't stop the mitzvah of yibum.
I didn't say it didn't stop the mitzvah of yibum. But who says that's called an issur?
Then you have the ishtach back.
Huh?
That's
a big what? Maybe she makes chalitza. Okay, good. So, what does that mean when you have chalitza?
She's free.
Yeah, I know what happens afterwards. Therefore, if he's mezanura, a woman that you're supposed to only do chalitza, what's the din? Okay, so you're not holding your vomit. What? I'm holding your vomit. Right. What should I do?
She has a zika of her first husband.
So therefore.
She's still alive.
Yeah, yes. So first we'll say what the chacham said. So this Chacham Echad said more. You're saying is maybe a woman that only has chalitza, not yibum, which there are such a thing. The din is the kids of mamza. That's a big shaila in the part. This is like one of the biggest shailas in Yavamas. Like you have to go into Yavamas without learning Yavamas. You know this shaila. The Prashas Drachim has a shaila. Women that only have chalitza. There are certain women that only have chalitza, no yibum. Is she an Eishes Ach? Is there an Issa Eishes Ach on her or not? Big machlekes. Big machlekes. The Avner Blum's son-in-law, the Shir Rappaport, so he says, I could be if this chalitza, that means there's some kind of zika there. Others say, what's the difference? The Torah gave you didn't chalitza, but she's an Eishasah. Let's leave that. We'll first say what the Chacham Echad said. Chacham Echad said, I'm married to Kachidish, from Kivega's masking to. He says like this, what's the din if a woman is mezana b'chayei baila? She's a soita. And then her husband dies. Does she fall to Yibum? So that's a Gemara. It's Machloikis. The way we paskin is she does not fall to Yibum. Why? Because which women do not fall to Yibum? We all know the first mission in Yivam is Arias. If a guy's married to Reuven Shimon, Reuven's married to Shimon's daughter, Reuven dies, Shimon cannot do Yibum because it's his daughter, first mission Yivam is. Therefore she goes out free. Savada, besides being his daughter, she's still an Eishasach, that's true. But she's his daughter anyway, right? I don't know if I told you, years ago when I was in Eretz Yisrael, when I first got married, so there was a whole thing with Rav Yashiv, a Shav, married to Maisa. A fella was married to a woman, a Russian, and it was one of the first Russians to come out, I guess the Russians were coming to Eretz Yisrael in the 70s. And he got married, and he got hit by a car. And on Shabbos, whatever, it was Shabbos. And they had no children, and he had a brother behind the Iron Curtain. She would be a young girl, would be stuck forever. So they didn't know what to do. I mean, you can't, what are you supposed to do on Shabbos? To write a get, Issa D'Raisa Mechate, you can't write a get on Shabbos. Right? That was the only way. If it wasn't Shabbos, he'd write a get there, and then she would fall to evil. So Rav Yashiv started asking questions, you know. And he said, does the brother have a daughter? He says, yeah, he has a daughter in Haifa. He says, call an Arab in Haifa, bring her down, and he'll marry her. This way he married her. The brother married his niece. The brother in Russia had a daughter. Ruvain, the guy who's dying, married his niece.
In the hospital.
And that you could do in Shabbos, it's Durbanan. And now when he died, so Shimon didn't have to do Yibam HaChalitza because it was Tzara Sereva, right? Tzara Sereva, that was the thing. So the Gemara says, the way Rav says, Rav Paskins, that a Soita doesn't fall to Yibam, which is a Merdik HaChidish, because to the brother, she's not Aser at all, she's Mut to the brother. But since it says by Soita Tuma, Ksivma, Ka'arayis, so it's a shaila how you learn the drush exact, but whatever it is, that's the Gemara says, Tuma, Ksivma, Ka'arayis. And the Mela, she is, there's no Yibam Chalitza to the brother. She's completely free. Tumak Sibar Reis. Comes the Chacham Echad and said, well, just like you say Tumak Sibar Reis by the brother, you say by the Yavam too, she's a Saita. So Tumak Sibar Karayis, if the Karayis, there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza, it seems what Kivek is saying. There's no Yibam Chalitza. So if there's no Yibam and no Chalitza, therefore, she's back to Eishasach. If she's back to Eishasach, that's what Taisa means. The kid's a mamzer. That's what Kivega says. So again, he says, what was the kasha? Kivega's kasha was, this Yavam is being mezana with his Shemeris Yavam, who's a Saita. He says, how does the kid become a mamzer? He says, that doesn't become a mamzer because it's a Saita. That you're right. But the only thing is, what? That since she was mezana, she's a Shemeris Yavam. And the din is a soitas tumak ksuba karayis. Remember, the Gemara's case of tumak ksuba karayis means where what? Where she's mezana tachas baila, she's also the yavam. Over here, she's mezana tachas yavam, and that's what the chacham's chiddush, that tumak ksuba karayis goes on him too. It's a shtickle chiddush. Gemara says it on the baal, tumak ksuba karayis legabe the yavam. But that goes on the yavam itself. Okay, we can aniach. He's saying is madach. If she's mezana tachas baila, she's also the yavam. L'chayre kolchken, if she's mezana tachas yavma, there's a din of tumah. There's a din tumah, there's no yibam. There's no yibam. The yibam is nifka. She's a eishasach, and the mamzer is from eishasach. That's what Kivega, the chacham hechad, and Kivega, like I said, is masking divrei pi chacham chen. That's what Kivega's scum to that tzavar itself. So it is a chiddush. Because first of all is to say that tumah ksuba karayis, you don't find in the Gemara, Tumak Siba Karayis going on the Yavam, it's going on the husband.
Secondly, there's
an Eishas
Dish, so there's a concept of Tumah by the
right. Over here it's not really Eishas Dish, yeah, but she's a Saita, that's what he's saying. It's like a Saita and a Chanami. But also, which is a big thing by itself, is you're saying is this woman was Mutta to him. Now she becomes Asa later on, the Issa Eishas Ach comes back. Is that true? The Isha Eishasach, what did it come back with? All of a sudden, she's nothing done. The Isha Eishasach comes back again. It's so posh, the Isha Eishasach can come back. You're saying the woman was not an Eishasach, and now the Isha Eishasach.
Maybe never went away.
What?
It was, now it doesn't apply.
This is a whole Shailand and in famous Rashi, but it's not that way. But okay, Rav Kivega is assuming, Pshat and Taisus at least, is that the Issa Eishasach could come back again. Because remember, the Issa Eishasach, Poshim Pshat, you learn, L'chayra is when a woman becomes a Yavama, she's not an Eishasach anymore, that's it. So now, if she'll become Asa, she'll become Asa, because she became a Chai V'lavin. Let's say a husband became a Ptsuah Daka. All right, so Ptsuah Daka, it's not the Yavam. Right, so you can't do Yibam, and Chanami. But the Issa Eishasach is still there. There's an Issa Eishasach. Because he became Ptsuah Daka, she became now an Issa Eishasach. Could be. We have to see if it fits in. But I'll just tell you over Chaim Moses Kasha on this. Chaim Moses Kasha. So Chaim Moses asks a very Shana sharp Kasha. It says like this. It's a Gemara in Yud Dalet. So as we all know, the Gemara talks about Tsaras Erva. Tsaras Erva means, in other words, a woman is married to a man. The Tsara, the other woman, I don't know what they call them in English, but Sister wife. I didn't know that. Yeah. Or is this co-wife?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Sister wife. They call it sister wife. Okay. So he has two wives. So if one's an Erva, there's no Yibam, and the other one is also Pata. That's the deal. Right? Sorry, Sam. Beis Shammai doesn't hold it. Beis Shammai holds that the Tsara Erva could get married. The Tsara Erva could get married. So now, that means if Tzaras Erva does Yibum, Right? According to Rabbi Akiva, according to Beis Shammai, doing mitzvah. According to Beis Hillel, what are they? She's a Eshesach. It's Mamzeris. That's what Gemara says. That's the problem. Not just, that's what Gemara says. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have to keep away from each other. Such situations, the kids are Mamzer. Okay. And yet they lived B'Sholem V'Ach. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Misha says. Okay, so now the Gemara talks about like this. That according to Akiva, if you have a tzara that according to Beis Shammai, she's a Yevamah L'Shuk. Right? She's a Yevamah L'Shuk. And now she went ahead and she was Mizana. She was Mizana with someone else. So she was over the Issa of Loisia Eishas Ameis Hachutzel Izar. Right? Again, you have a tzara, right? You have a tzara. She happens to be a tzara sarva, that according to Beis Shammai, she's not allowed. But it means a tzara sarva, a tzara that's supposed to be Yibu. So she now goes ahead and she's mezana with someone. Okay? So now, the din is, she's over the Issa, according to Bekiva, then Kedusha types of Mechayv Elavin. So what's the din? The din is that the kids are mamza. That's a gemara. Gemara in Yudal. You understand? A woman that's mezana as a shemaris yavam, she's over the Issa loisiyah mesa chutzal izah. According to Bekiva, there's mamzeis for chayv, it's a regular chayv alavin. The kids are mamza. Fact of chayv mamza, when was she over the Issa? With what? With bia. We know. So giz in yavam, there's other places. There's what's called tchilas bia and saif bia. Usually, Trilas Bia is the Issa, Hara, what's called the Gemara Hara. Meaning, in Kol HaTarku, Kemat, except with a few exceptions, that Isurim, Kemat, all Isurim, the din is that you're over with Trilas Bia. You don't need Gemara Bia, you don't need a full Bia, full penetration. Trilas Bia is an Issa. It makes into Saita, makes into Zayin, and so forth. Trilas Bia. So, Frank the Prime is like this. When did she become a. When did she over the Issa of Loisia Meisi Chuzar? By Trilas Bia. So she became a Saita. That's the other Gemara with that. So now she's a Saita. But to impregnate a woman, you need Gemara Bia. How do we know that? How do you know that you need Gemara Bia to impregnate a woman? I offered money, not big money, to anybody in the Yeshiva who could answer that. And Nivamas, everybody talks about it, but where's that from? So three fellas got it, that four, but I only gave out three prizes. What?
Everybody.
No, you don't see it from there. You're making diuk. That's a Gemara in Kedushin. Gemara in Kedushin says that if a Kohen is ba let's say Grusha, he makes her into a Chalala. Because that's a din. A Kohen has bia with Isha, that's also to have, she becomes a Chalala. So he gets malchus for making a loyichal, right? So Gemara says, why don't you get another malchus loyichal zaroi? So Gemara says shaloi gamar biyase, because he didn't do gamar bia, and without gamar bia, you can't impregnate a woman. Of course, the shemalchus, why is it different than sabra bacha? But that's what the Gemara says. Taisus all over shas. Whenever he talks about esed doichalose pruvu, he always says it's not beidna because. The beginning, you're over the Issa, and you're not Makayim the Mitzvah Pruvu till Gemar Bia. That's the clout. You're not over. Gemar Bia is what the pregnancy will be. Frekta Prime Isa, Sim came over here in this situation. What happened? The guy went ahead and he did, was Mezana with this woman, right? So he made her into Saita, according to Bekiva. He made her into Saita. Now, when he impregnates her, because that's where the Mams is born. She's already a Saita, according to B'Kivega, according to the Chachamechet, according to Gavil. What is she at that point? An Eishasach. She loses it, right? She loses her din, the status of a Saita anymore, right? I'm sorry, she's a Saita now. Not that she becomes, she's a Saita.
No,
she was a Yavam L'Shuk. Now she became a Saita. So when he impregnates her, what is it was Yoiva when he impregnated her? What is it was Yoiva?
Still,
one second. What is it? Let's first work out. No, he's not, this is an outside guy. an outside, not the guy, the brother, the outside guy. But no, the Shemeres Yavam was Nifka according to you.
Even if it was Nifka.
Well, what? She's the Issa Yavam was Nifka. He's over the Issa of Boyel. Boyel. Soita. Aye, there's no Mamzeres from Soita. The Issa that he's over when he impregnates her is the Issa Soita. Again, when he first originally, all right, so Chaim Moshe is asking basically is, how are you going to have a mams in this situation? How are you going to have a mams in this situation? When he's boil her, as Lossia Meshach Chutzalar, she becomes a sight to her husband. She becomes a sight to her husband. She's a sight to her husband, she's a sight to him, that's a boil. Right? A woman that's a sight to, according to Bekiva, the kid has no mamzeris. And when he's impregnated, so be it. So why is there mamzeris? That's Chaim Moshe's kasha. It's a shame the kasha. You follow the kasha? So what
there's one
ma'aseh,
they always put him up anyway.
Chaim Moshe says, even though Rishonim in one ma'aseh, that's when you're
dead.
But if you talk about two different things, Yizuchah could split it up. One thing is a lava, one thing is a impregnator. To create two Yisurim, that you can't maybe create with one beer. Over here it's not two Yisurim, it's a Yisurim. That's what Chaim Moshe's kasha. He says, Shvein to say that the Gemara means only if she was not Mizana Be'Baratz, only she didn't realize, she thought it's mutter. Like Beis Hillel told her, you could marry this guy, He says, I'm mashing the Gemara, I'm mashing the Mechal. That's his kasha.